As we come together on the online service, we also read the Old Testament scripture for this week, which is found in Psalm 23, a very familiar psalm with most people. They look at Psalm 23. If they don't know anything else about the Bible, they know Psalm 23, and that's a good thing. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me all along right's path, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the dark valley of death, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You welcome me as a guest, anointing my head with oil, and my cup overflows with blessings. Surely goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. You know, that's a wonderful thing there. I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Because if you have a personal, intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, he said that he had many mansions in his Father's house, or I like one translation, many resting places. But the image of the sheep that he is using, the Lord is my shepherd, you got to remember Jesus was a shepherd and the economy of the day in Israel was sheep. But sheep are interesting. If you look real close, they're not very attractive. Their wool is often gnarled and matted with mud. They huddle together and run from even benign strangers. And they only follow the shepherd because he has earned their trust by his constant care. Now, it may not be a complimentary analogy, but we are all like sheep and have gone astray, it says in the Old Testament scriptures. So, we're a fearful and often people in a way we don't know which way to turn. But the psalmist says to us, the Lord is my shepherd, meaning that we can trust God to lead us faithfully even through life's difficult and frightening passages. Well, I hope and pray you're having a good day, and we ask that God bless the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of Psalm 23.